Hey, all you nerds out there, are you looking for more wrestling content or podcasts? Then go on over to Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, and SoundCloud, and check out NXT and We with PJ and Brett. These fellow nerds review every single NXT episode and also have their very own wrestling interview series, among other fun stuff. So go check out NXT and We today with PJ and Brett. Also, A-Rock Designs. I want to take a minute to give a quick shout out to A-Rock Designs. That is spelled A-R-O-C-K-K Designs. A-Rock Designs is ran by Ashley Rodriguez. She makes all those cool wrestling cups you see floating around. So if you want to get your hands on any custom merchandise, hit up Ashley Rodriguez at A-Rock Designs. If you can think it, she can make it. Last but not least, do you love wrestling and do you want to talk more about wrestling? Then head on over to Wrestling Review Society on Facebook. WRS is ran by my good friend Kevin Rodriguez. Kevin interviews your fave pro wrestlers every week and has the most amazing free, that's right, free giveaway. All you have to do is join Wrestling Review Society on Facebook and you could be the next big winner. This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar.
Consumers, this is Richard Holiday, and you are listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
What is going on, nerds of wrestling? Welcome to episode 11 of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling, hosted by yours truly, Justin Del Rio. My guest at this time is no other than Richard Holiday. Richard, how are you doing today, bro?
Well, I'm doing okay, and I'm going to be doing even better, and I'll tell you why, because I am making myself a cup of coffee right now, right here live on the podcast.
Right here live on the podcast. I love that. What kind of coffee is it?
Starbucks.
Of course. No Dunkin' Donuts, man. I forgot you're a Starbucks guy.
I'm a Starbucks guy through and through. Even at home, I buy Starbucks branded K-Cups. And that's what I'm going to enjoy right now. A little Pike Place roast. I feel like it's the perfect complement to a conversation.
Of course. And,
it's pouring up right now.
Hell yeah, man. So, other than, you know, drinking Starbucks and everything, what have you been doing during, you know, this unfortunate time, you know, during this quarantine?
Well, I've been trying to look at it from a positive perspective and, you know, allowing my body to heal up and, you know, rest any ailments that I might have had, and doing a lot of home workouts, a lot of running outside and doing some things that I normally wouldn't do. You know, typically I train with heavy weights and things of that nature, a lot of hypertrophy training. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not able to do that now, but there are several ways to still train like an athlete and better myself. You know, doing a lot of reading, a lot of market research, a lot of, you know, self-development, teaching myself things, learning another language, and just things like that. So, you know, there's always ways to stay active and stay sharp.
Hey, I love that. It seems like you're taking this time, you know, to do a lot of things that you couldn't do when you didn't have the time. I wish I could do the same. I've just been binge watching Netflix shows and just being lazy.
That's a decision, right? That's a decision that you made to do that. And you know, do I indulge in Netflix? Of course I do. But I like to make sure that's towards the end of the day when I feel like I've accomplished what I need to accomplish for the day. And you know, you'll feel a lot better when you do that.
Of course. Yeah, no, I love that, man, for sure. A lot of nerds want to know more about, you know, the AirPod God, man. If I may ask, where did the AirPod God come from? Sorry, I couldn't speak right there.
Well, it's actually a funny story. I just decided to start wearing AirPods throughout everything that I did. And you know, I knew that it would resonate with the consumers and everybody would eventually gravitate towards it. But for me, it was just, well, I want to wear these AirPods. I like them and they're accessible to me and nobody else was doing it per se, like if you want to classify it as that. So I said, well, I'm going to take this and I'm going to run with it. And then actually I was doing a podcast, I think, And I think the host of the podcast was like, yeah, man, you're like the AirPod God. And I was like, ah, I guess I am the AirPod God.
There you go. From there. I love that, dude. I love that. Yeah, man, they work for you, man. I need to get myself a pair of AirPods when, I get the chance. You make them look so cool. I need to get a pair of those.
Well, you're severely behind the eight ball if you don't have a pair of AirPods at this point.
Yeah, I am. I'm using actually, the old-fashioned headphones right now. I'm talking to you, so it's okay, though. It's okay. So let's take it back a little more. Going back when you first started wrestling, what year did you decide, like, I really want to become a professional wrestler?
Well, I think I decided, for sure, and I'm not going to give you the corny answer that I decided when I was 5 years old, because nobody makes decisions at five. But I decided that I was going to be a professional wrestler. I think it was maybe fall circa 2013. I think I was just coming off of playing college football. And I said, well, now is the time to get into what I've always wanted to do, which was professional wrestling. And then I started training in November of 2014. So about a year after I decided I wanted to do it, I was mulling over my options of, where I was going to train, because there was no schools in Connecticut at the time.
Yeah. Yep.
And I didn't know where to go. Massachusetts, New York, what do I do? So amongst doing all the research, eventually a school popped open in November of 2014. That's when I eventually signed up and went.
Nice. And that was Paul Roma's school, correct? Paradise, PAPW, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Nice. So you started wrestling. I mean, I'm assuming PAPW was like the first promotion you got, you got your foot in the door and got to wrestle and live your dream.
Yeah. So, well, actually my first match ever was actually out in Indiana for a promotion called IAW, which is another story.
Oh, okay.
But nice. Yeah, Paradise Eye Pro Wrestling was who trained me. That's who gave me my start. That's where, my first promotion that I was able to really solidify myself at was PAPW, for sure, before I branched out anywhere else.
Nice, man. Looking on the computer right now, you wrestled for quite an amount of the professional wrestling promotions out here. What Wrestling, MLW, just NEW, of course. I see you at the NEW shows all the time. You're now with Jared Silverclite, and that's pretty cool. How is it working in NEW right now with Jared Silverclite?
Well, I've known Jared for quite some time now, and Northeast Wrestling is something that came to fruition, and there's a lot of backstage things behind that, but for the most part, I started out in NEW years ago, and not a lot of people know that, and I've wrestled in the Bethany Town Hall years ago, and then there was just a period of time where I didn't wrestle for NEW, but I was out making a name for myself in other areas and in other parts of New England. And then eventually everything came full circle and I came back to Northeast Wrestling primed and ready and where I should be on the card. Right. And
yeah, man.
So I'm very happy to be in Northeast Wrestling now. And being partnered with Jared, initially was fun. I like working with Jared. He's a great guy. And, but I think it's time for me within NEW to just go solo and focus on myself. So whenever we do come back, who knows what I'm going to be doing within the confines of NEW.
Hey man, I wish you all the luck in NEW. Like I said, I go to all the shows. I see you, I see you most of the time. You're doing very good. You're doing excellent in all these promotions, man. So kudos to you for making, such a big name for yourself. MLW is where people basically, know you from. You get to work with MJF and Alexander Hammerstone. How was that experience for you?
Well, yeah, Major League Wrestling is going to be where I'm predominantly going to be known by most of the consumers, because that's going to be the biggest stage that I have is Major League Wrestling, because it's a national platform and a international platform, which is great. But working with Alexander Hammerstone and MJF was fantastic. The Dynasty is one of the most talked about things in all of professional wrestling, not even just within the confines of MLW. And really what the dynasty is three alpha male type A personalities who came together and made it work. Now, on paper, you would say that these three individuals is going to be oil and water, and it's not going to mix. It's not going to work. There's no way that they're going to allow each other to share the spotlight. But
yeah,
that's what we did. We made it work, and we made it something completely unique and something completely different than anything else that you see. Anytime you see people pair up or form a trio or a faction stable, quote unquote, whatever it is that you want to call it. But the dynasty is its own entity, and it's a brand at this point, and it's predominant in Major League Wrestling and wrestling as a whole.
Yeah, you guys are killing it, and I know you guys are former MLW tag team champions. You beat Pillman Jr. and Teddy Hart in a ladder match, Chicago, and you're the one who climbed the ladder of success and got to take the titles down. That's very cool. How was that? You know, even for that big experience, how was that for you?
You know, that was a huge moment. That was like the I have arrived moment in MLW, being the one who was on top of the ladder, camera on me, focus on me, and I pull down the championships and win it for the dynasty. That right there was the coming out party for Richard Holiday. And from then on there, it was like, you know, we were going 100 miles an hour now. Now we're ready to go. Now the dynasties are really taking off. Now we're all on the same, you know, playing field, and we're all rocking and rolling. So to get the titles and to have that moment in Chicago in front of 3,000 consumers, how many people were there? It was a great moment.
That's awesome, man. You know, that's a big moment for you. Obviously, there's plenty of big moments for you coming up after this, you know, this whole quarantine is over. You know, once all this is over, I know you guys are going to, you know, go right back to doing what you do best. And that's professional wrestling. You wrestled in Mexico recently for AAA.
Yes.
Now, I know AAA is a fantastic promotion. How was it, you know, traveling outside of the United States to wrestle in, you know, Mexico?
Well, that was the second time that MLW had gone over to Mexico and wrestled in the Arena de Tijuana. And it's, you know, for a professional wrestler, it's a tremendous experience. It's, you know, 5,000 consumers packed into this arena.
Oof.
You know, it's a very ruckus crowd. They're very passionate over there in Mexico. And, you know, the experience of wrestling internationally is a, you know, a feather in your cap as a professional wrestler. So it's great to expand the market and to perform in front of new demographics. You know, do I love the experience of crossing the border? No, I don't. But it's something that I know is worth it. And, you know, I'm excited to explore other international ventures, because I feel like, you know, United Kingdom could be in my horizon. Japan could be in my horizon. Who knows what 2021 is going to bring to me, because it looks like 2020 is probably shot. But international wrestling is crucial in order to become successful within pro wrestling.
Now, you know, other than Mexico, was that the only, you know, outside of the United States country you wrestled in, or did you wrestle somewhere else?
It is. Mexico is the first.
Hey, you know, plenty more countries coming for you. Do you see yourself going back to Mexico if they do travel back out there?
I do. I do know that MLW and Mexico Mexican-based promotions, I should say, have a really strong relationship. And me being, you know, one of the focal points of MLW at the moment, of course, they're going to send me over there. And, you know, it's in terms of what the Mexican consumers look for when an American talent comes over, I feel like I fit the mold perfectly, and I give them the ultimate consumer experience when I go over there. I give them something a little bit different than the typical luchadors or masked wrestlers that they see. So I'm high in demand in Mexico. I've already been there twice, and I'm sure I'll be there again.
Of course, man. You know, I could definitely see you go back there, and I could definitely see you getting booked, you know, in other countries, man. Let's take it back, like, you know, go back way, way back before you started wrestling. Who was your favorite wrestler growing up while watching, you know, WWE?
Who do you think my favorite wrestler was?
I think you said Randy Orton, right?
Well, Randy Orton is a guy who I, you know, now it's not so much who's my favorite wrestler because, you know, we're all within the same industry. It's who do I look at and I admire, and that would be Randy Orton. But as a kid, as a young Richard Holiday, who do you think was my favorite wrestler?
Shawn Michaels.
No, Kane. I would have given you 1,000.
Kane, wow. All right. Yeah, no, see, I was going to say, like, you know, Hulk Hogan or, like, you know, John Cena, you know, Triple H. I would never guess Kane. Wow, Kane, I never heard that before.
Well, that's because a lot of wrestlers that you interview, you're going to ask them who their favorite wrestler was, and then they're going to say, and you're going to say, oh, yeah, well, I can tell that you do a lot that they do, or, you know, they try to emulate. And one thing about me was I never want to emulate. I always want to innovate. I never want to be somebody else. And to me, obviously, I'm not going to try and be a 7-foot red monster. But but Kane, to me, as a kid, was, you know, I was just so engulfed with Kane. I thought he was the coolest thing ever. He was larger than life to me. I was scared of Kane when I was like 5. And I was just attracted to, you know, the colors and the music and the pyro, and everything about Kane was perfect.
I always thought the coolest, my favorite Kane, Kane's a great wrestler back in the day. My favorite Kane was 06, 07 Kane. Was that, like, around what time did you start watching wrestling?
Around 97, 98.
Okay. So, yeah, you've been watching a lot longer than I have. I started watching around 07, 08, no, sorry, 05, 06. And, you know, Kane was, you know, that was my favorite gimmick of Kane back in the day. Yeah, hey, see, I never would have guessed Kane was your favorite wrestler, bro.
2005 Kane, I think he had the mask off. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. I think he took the mask off, but yeah, a little before 05, because I know he had the mask off in at WrestleMania, Money in the Bank match.
How can that be your favorite version of Kane? You have some homework to do. You have to go back and watch 1998 Kane.
I got you. No, I will do that after this podcast ends. I mean, I watched, you know, wrestling back in the day, but, you know, Kane never really, like, you know, grabbed my attention.
Well, watch 1998 Kane, and he will.
I definitely will. Richard, man, this has been a lot of fun. We got to know a little more about Richard Holiday, your wrestling, your favorite coffee when you started wrestling, and a whole bunch of promotions that you wrestled for. Richard, man, I hope you stay safe during this quarantine, bro, and wash your hands, bro, and just stay safe.
Well, you don't got to tell me to wash my hands. I do that quite often. I hope you are washing your hands. And I hope you're sanitizing and wearing masks.
Of course, all the time, man. All the time. Richard, this has been a lot of fun, man. We will definitely stay in touch, and I will definitely see you at some more future shows once this whole quarantine is over.
Not a problem, my man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good night. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.